Hello, 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 my beautiful people. We are back in the studio, aka my bedroom, aka anywhere I like to be, but we're manifesting in the future that your girl's gonna have her own podcast studio, or she's gonna be signed to a network, and yeah. But today we are talking about all things November and how your girl is approaching a new level in her life. Also, happy November, and this is the month of thanks and loving family. Holiday season has started, so let's strap in and see how your girl's approaching a new level of life. Also, welcome back to another episode of Breaking Barriers with your girl Sammy. I'm just chilling, drinking my tea, looking out the window on this gloomy Tuesday evening, ready to vibe out, be vulnerable, and state my opinion on some things and how your girl's doing. So sit back, grab your popcorn, grab your wine, grab your cocktail, grab your blunts, whatever. Let's vibe out to the episode. All right, my beauties, we are going to start this episode off with the quote of the episode. Your girl actually has two. So the first quote is, "If you grow internally, your external services offering products will also change." And not judging the plateau and learning to listen in the plateau long enough to hear the next steps is key. So I chose these two quotes because honestly, I feel like I have been growing eternally, which is why I wanted to record this episode called Approaching a New Level in Life. I have honestly just been doing me, to be completely honest. I feel like I'm growing into more of my authentic self. I am killing my fitness goals. I'm intentionally spending time like with the people that I love and actually just getting deep into my feelings about wanting to date, wanting to just do certain things in life that will help me grow eternally. Like, I'm intentionally going into a lot of things with purpose and with confidence, with strength, and not just, you know, dulling my own light, because I want my external services, offerings, and products to change and to grow and to learn from the plateau that I have kind of been going through for the last like 4 months. But it hasn't been a bad plateau, because I know plateaus kind of have a stigma of going downhill or just not having the opportunity to get back up. My plateau has honestly been, has its highs and its lows, but I am learning from them, and I am learning from the plateau long enough. Well, I've learned from the plateau long enough to hear the next steps. And I am excited to level up my life and just go about this month with strength, with purpose, with intention, and leveling up in, you know, my life. I originally wanted a guest on this episode, and I'll probably talk about it more, but I just want to talk about it solo. As I'm sipping my tea, literally staring out the window into this gloomy Tuesday evening, I'm just really like reflecting on my life, because I like to write down notes before I record my podcast, just kind of like an outline, but I'm really just like speaking from the heart, speaking from the mind, whatever comes up. But I am really just wanting to go into November, honestly, like the rest of the year, these last 2 months, with purpose, with intentionality, growth, happiness, and just live completely, to be completely honest. Today, unfortunately, a rapper, Takeoff, got shot last night in Houston, but, you know, I literally just don't understand why us black people in general, but black men just, they're not getting to grow old. Like, black men deserve to grow old. I've been seeing that all over social media, and I completely agree. I am saddened for his family and I just don't understand, like, cruelty. What is up with this cruelty? But I'm cutting that out in November for myself. Like, I don't want any cruel energy, no matter if it's around me. I'm just not letting that affect my vibes. Of course, I'm going to be empathetic about certain things, but I'm not going to let that ruin my vibe. I'm making prayers and everything, but I can't let that ruin my vibe. Definitely praying for the family, and I did love me some Migos. Not even on flicks. Y'all know I'm an R&B girl, but I did low-key listen to Migos, okay? So, yeah, I'm going into November, into this holiday season for the last 2 months of this year, which is so crazy because I feel like this year has flown by, literally. But I love the holiday season, and I feel like this is also going to help me approach a new level in my life, because even though I don't really celebrate Christmas or anything, but I do love me some Thanksgiving. I do love the holiday season. I love the vibes. I love the Christmas movies and just the warmth of being around people, which is why I also said intentionally spending time with my loved ones and just setting goals for myself just to, you know, receive that energy the way I'm giving it. So, yeah, y'all. I am actually really enjoying my life right now, even though it is November 1st, but I ended October on a light note. I spent Halloween weekend in Athens with some friends from college and more, and it was a great time. The first night, I was an angel with two of my friends, Nikki and Mariana. It was cute. It was fun. And then the second night, I didn't intentionally plan on staying. I just was going to go for one night, but I ended up being Buttercup from the Powerpuff Girls, which was super cute and super fun to just relive my nostalgia and just pay homage to Cartoon Network. But yeah, I spent a great weekend with some people, met some new people, great friends, great vibes, good energy. And I just want to say, I don't know how I went to a full-on PWI and watched people shotgun drinks and beers, and I literally don't know how to do it. Like, I have a video on my TikTok of me doing it, and I literally spilled the drink everywhere. It was so funny. Like, literally, how do I not have experience? Like, somebody else asked me that too. They was like, how did you go to a PWI and you don't know how to shotgun? And I'm like, well, it was never my thing. I didn't really start drinking until my sophomore year of college. So there you have it. But I was never really a shotgun girly. Like, you just give me a shot or give me a cocktail. That'd be cool. But that weekend was very fun. I came back busier than ever, went to a baby shower, but my Halloween was real chill, y'all. I stayed in the house, I did a self-care routine, and I was in bed by 8 p.m. Literally, no trick-or-treaters came to my house. I was sipping my tea until I fell asleep, and yeah, we're here on a beautiful Tuesday. I woke up this morning, I went to a great workout, it was arms and back, and I'm sore already. But that is how I started off my November, going to a beautiful workout class, spending time with my family, and now I'm spending time building my success and approaching a new level in my life. I really just enjoy saying that because I think everybody deserves this. Like, everybody deserves to approach a new level in life, whether it's micro, whether it's like macro, it can be huge. But I just genuinely love to say that I'm approaching a new level in life because I deserve it, and you do too. But breaking barriers, I know it's coming up on its 1 year anniversary in December, but this month is all about giving thanks, reliving, and just loving and being around your people and intentionally growing inside. And not focusing on that plateau that you went through, but just remember that the plateau was a lesson and that you are getting through it. So the barrier that I am breaking today is not letting things get to me as much as they usually do, and just honestly thinking through things and letting the process. Yeah, so the more I think about it, life is temporary. Like, it's too short to be not doing what I want, not wanting to, you know, level up my life the way... Did y'all just hear my stomach? Dang, girl, relax. But life is literally temporary. It's too short not to live it how you want to live it. Trying new things that spark your joy. That's what I've been doing lately. And I've been loving every second, every moment of it. And just honestly exploring new opportunities. Just exploring new things that I like this whole graphics thing that I've been doing. It's been really fun. Like, I may not be the best at it, but I could get better. There's always time. But, you know, just trying new things with graphics. This podcast has always, like, been my baby. Like, the amount of people that have been, like, loving the podcast, I've just been enjoying it so much. But, yeah, y'all, I have just been leveling up my life. And honestly, truly, I have been working on adapting myself to being around wealth and constantly stating that my finances are abundant. Of course, finances aren't like the only thing that are abundant, but my finances are abundant. My health is abundant. My wellness is abundant. My family is abundant. My strength, my confidence, my persona, my aura, anything and everything about me, my personality is booming. It is abundant. It is like, ooh, like you want to be around it. But yeah, y'all, I just want to constantly place those affirmations and those type of energy around me at all time. And I just intentionally want to place myself in those areas with those around me who have the same mindset, because truly, I don't have time for the nonsense and for this monthly reset and prep. I really just wanted to focus on myself, really tap into and getting into therapy. Like, I know I've been saying that for the past couple of months, but I've really been wanting to tap in, getting into therapy, working on my mental more, even though I have been getting back into journaling and actually stating prompts to myself and affirmations to myself and focusing on my mind, my body, my soul, and everything that connects to my aura and my chakra. So y'all, I just want to put that out there that you can do anything that you set your mind to, anything that is represented within your personality and your aura and the thing that is the most authentic to you. Go do it and just be around the people that love you and support you. And you know, some might not support you, but that's okay. As long as you support yourself and you have that one person that's supporting you, that's really all you need. Because a belief in yourself is the belief that is going to get you so freaking far. And that's what I have been learning, and that has what has honestly been helping me level up within this new person, this new baddie, this new authentic self that I have been. And when I tell y'all that the more I place the good intentions in my body, the more the outside of my body is going to like be presented. Like the way my skin has been glowing and I have been getting compliments on it, I don't know what it is, but I think it's just because I've been working on myself, really tapping into my skincare routine, really drinking a lot of water, but also placing my health before anything. And the things I put in my body, I may eat some candy every now and again, eat some ice cream, eat some junk food, but you know, everything in moderation. But I'm just really excited for the things that I have been placing around me and just everything that has been the most abundant, the most important, the most like thing that has just been on the back burner, things that I haven't really been wanting to talk about and being vulnerable has really helped me step up into the new level of person that I have become. So all I'm saying is that this holiday season, these next 2 months, that y'all are going to be seeing me, hearing me on this beautiful podcast, and just anything that you see me or hear me on, just know that Samira Latifa Bi is stepping and leveling up into the life that she deserves. Speaking on the life that I deserve and the life that I'm creating for myself and curating and just the things that I have been surrounding myself with, I was just looking at my vision board from last year. I always keep them around just, you know, for the things that I can just look back on and things that I've accomplished. I was just looking at these three words that I put on my vision board, and it says fearless. And fearlessness has definitely been something that has, you know, I don't know. Fear is always like around me for some reason, but in certain ways, like sometimes I can be very like antisocial and not say certain things that I want to say that quote unquote might be effective, but I kind of just want to be more fearless, and I have been more fearless and definitely more confident in my dreams, my aspirations, and things that just inspire me to do things that I love. Another word on my vision board is excellence and podcast in big words. And last year I did start my podcast, and I'm so excited that I did, because I definitely see my podcast going places. I say this every single time, but I see my podcast going places. I feel like my voice and my messages and my authentic ways have just been meant for me to speak and reach people the way that, you know, may not have been reached. So I'm just so happy and proud of myself that I finally started my podcast. And when I was building my mic, I was like, oh, this is official. I had a few guests on, and I'm just excited for the future guests that I will have on Breaking Barriers and the conversations that we're going to have. And just truly just taking the time to celebrate the small wins and the big wins, of course, that are constantly happening in my life. And you never know. I still have 2 months. The holiday season might boom up for your girl. Not might. The holiday season is booming up for your girl, because I'm getting more creative within myself. I am being more authentic. I'm being more vulnerable. I'm speaking up for myself. I am holding myself accountable, whether it be fitness, finance, just working towards things that I just know that are true to me and that belong in my life and that will help me build the empire that I deserve to have. Yo, like, there's something about this. Like, this podcast just really just brings things out of me. I feel like I be preaching sometimes, but it's just things that I'm literally telling myself this. Like, I am letting myself know that I am strong, I'm confident, and that I can set my mind on things that I deserve to have. Another word that I found on my 2021 vision board was knowledge. I really wanted to expand my palette, as in brain, and words in general, just to intellectualize myself more, just by reading books, exploring more within like vocabulary, using more proper words, and saying like less. Honestly, I've always loved reading. I read a lot in school. I read a lot in college. I literally have books everywhere. I have about 7 books on my nightstand, probably like everyone else. But I also have a cute bookshelf and bookcase in my room that stores a lot of my other books that I have read between the past couple years or whatever. And I've kept a lot of books from that I read in high school, like Catcher in the Rye, Fahrenheit 451, Of Mice and Men. Those books really touched me for some reason. Those books were really great as far as like knowledge wise and just really great books, just in general, that have taught me lessons. But I'm really wanting to grow and expand my palette more within my mind. That way I can intellectualize myself when I'm speaking to someone, because I definitely want to mediate a panel one day, and I will mediate a panel one day, multiple panels, and I definitely want to hop into broadcasting and just be more within, like, behind and in front of the camera for some reason, whether it be news, whether it be within like the video portion of this podcast or something else, where I'm just, you know, talking about certain things on societal beliefs and just expanding my palette knowledge wise within like reading books and getting different perspectives of stories. Another reason why I put knowledge on my vision board, because I just wanted to, you know, I'm all about perspective. I love knowing how other people think, especially men for some reason, I don't know. But I love how other people think within storytelling and just getting the word across and getting the message across when it comes to people and relating in certain ways. The current books that I'm looking at is Becoming by Michelle Obama, which is an amazing book. I think I definitely want to read that again. Atomic Habits by James Clear. I was going to say James Cook. James Clear, y'all. I have about 50 sticky notes in this book, and I definitely think about reading it again. I definitely suggest that you read Atomic Habits by James Clear, because that book literally changed my mindset on how habits that I recently had that I no longer have, and switching my routine up and just having a clear vision on the changes I want to make in certain routines, the changes I want to make when conversating with people, the changes I make when intentionally being around people that offset my energy. Like, I only want to be around people who upbring me and just all around just want to bring out the best in me. So that was just basically what I saw on my 2021 vision board. But another word that I really highlighted on my vision board was also introspective. Introspective, it can like be presented in different ways, but it also goes into different perspectives of people. But I just love that word and how it flows. But I also believe in the process of introspection, because introspection goes deeply into how people's perceptions are. But I'll give you the correct definition in a second. Give me 1 minute. Introspection. Okay, so introspective means characterized by or given to introspection. But introspection means the examination or observation of one's own mental and emotional processes. Like I was saying earlier in this episode, letting the process, but knowing the process of someone's introspective release and observation of one's mental state or spiritual context, or the examination of one's like energy or soul, is definitely what I love. And I just like to, I don't know, like dive deep into that. So that's definitely one of the words that I have taken from my 2021 vision board and placed into my 2022 vision board. And need I say, I am very proud of my 2022 vision board that I have set on my phone and my laptop and my iPad and everything that has just been like conveying within the personality, the authenticity, the person that I aspire and inspire to be. To be completely honest, and just the overall like person that I desire to be within this world, within this atmosphere, and the energy and the aura that I'm constantly placing around others. So I just really want to pinpoint a couple of things that are on my current vision board that have either come true, the manifestations that have come to life, and, you know, things that haven't come to life per se yet. So let me pull this up. It's taking me forever because I do a lot of graphics on Canva. I don't know why it's taking me so long, but I just genuinely love creating vision boards because it gives you honestly the perspective of what you're looking into and what you're wanting to pursue, whether it be small goals or big goals or goals for other people, honestly, that you want to place around yourself. So, Seamless was over there, and I did some cute things with Seamless this year. You guys, okay, where is she? I don't know where this vision board is, but honestly, y'all, I might just have to like look it off my phone. But a lot of things that I placed on my vision board this year were connections. And I can say that I have stepped out of my comfort zone and placed a lot of connections in my life that I definitely didn't think that I would have had the original opportunity to have. But I have placed myself in certain environments and certain areas that have honestly led me to great things and greatness. As crazy as this sounds, or as like cliche as this may be, I have lemon water on every single vision board that I have, because lemon water is definitely the keys to my morning. I'll drink my hot lemon water before I drink anything, before I go to the gym. It's just a nice little detox, nice little cleanse before I go work out, before I set my mind on mental things, before I even open social media, and before I even just, you know, place myself around other people's energy. I also have sustainability. The way I have been thrift shopping this year, the way I have been researching within sustainable businesses, sustainable companies, and just surrounding myself with sustainability and recycling and upcycling a lot of things have just been great. I have been upcycling my life, which is also a great thing as far as sustainability. I have just been overall protecting my energy and just relating that sustainable quality to it. I have podcast network and that will forever be on this because y'all never know. Breaking Barriers could get signed to a podcast network on its 1 year anniversary or before the new year even begins. I am manifesting that somebody's going to hear this beautiful voice and hear all these messages that I am portraying on this podcast. And it's going to be like, wow, I want her with my network. I believe that she's going to add value and I definitely will. So yeah, I also have a quote. Actually, life is beautiful and I have time. Even though I said life is temporary, it definitely is. And to surround yourself with your loved ones, you actually, like, I also believe that life is very beautiful. And life is very beautiful because not everybody gets another chance to wake up the next morning. Not everybody gets to take that breath and thank Allah and thank God for the blessings that they have placed, that they have placed into their life. Not everyone gets the opportunity to get another chance, get another opportunity, get another blessing to achieve whatever they were wanting to do the past day that they can do today. I also have a few states. I have New York on there. I went to New York. I have a beautiful woman with an afro and she just looks great. That is also just representing my mental and my physical health, and I have been tapping into that heavily. I also have self-care on here. I have been heavy into self-care and I've just been really enjoying that process as far as self-care, whether it be going for my hot girl walks, going for my mental walks, taking time to just be with myself in my room, cuddled up, watching Netflix. Yeah. Or whether it be with some of my friends and we just go out chilling and smoking, you know, having a good time, going to the drive-in, hanging out with family, creating vision boards, creating graphics, making a smoothie, just going to different environments like coffee shops and being in different environments has definitely helped my mental. So yeah, self-care is different ways and it can definitely be portrayed in great ways. I don't necessarily desire to be the it girl, even though I am the it girl to myself, but I don't never desire to be the it girl for anyone else. I am aesthetically pleasing. I am the beautiful person that you will want to put on your vision board. I am exactly and precisely in the place that I am meant to be because I know that if I am not comfortable, and I know that if I am comfortable in a place where I am quote unquote settled in, there is nowhere for me to go. So that's why I chose the quote for being in the plateau as well, because not all plateaus are low. And I don't, like I said, not judging the plateau and learning to listen in the plateau long enough to hear the next steps is key. The plateau literally was me just realizing that I am a creative ass bitch and knowing that the next steps to being creative, whether it be recording this podcast or getting into the realm of going into broadcasting or graphics or just exploring new business ventures within Seamless or business ventures in general, I am exploring and not judging the plateau and learning to listen to the next steps and going from there, because I am growing eternally and my external services, offers, and products will change. And I am constantly growing and you are constantly growing. We are growing together. But if you don't think that you can't put that one step in front of the other, then I can't go with you. Either you're going to be the person behind me or you're going to be the person beside me. Because like I've been saying, there is space at this table for you and for me. No need to compete. No need to fight against this plateau. No need to judge against the plateau. All you need to do is learn to listen to the plateau in the long run and take that next step initially to get to where you want to be. And that's exactly why I love making vision boards and having those self-care moments and being precisely and exactly where I need to be and being and having that abundance through the connections that I've made within this beautiful life. So, yeah. That's my vision board on my phone, on my iPad, on my laptop and everything. And I just genuinely love like exploring different environments and different things that are just sparking my joy, because I know I am abundantly wealthy, I am abundantly healthy, I am abundantly confident, I am abundantly strong, I am abundantly beautiful in every aspect in my life, and someone is very lucky to have me in my life. Not saying that in a confident way, but I just know that I enjoy my presence. I enjoy myself. I enjoy working out. I enjoy being healthy. I enjoy having those self-care moments. I enjoy crying. I enjoy being emotional. I enjoy being vulnerable. So that being said, I love my life. I am loving the levels of the new levels of life that I have been approaching, whether it be dating, whether it be business, whether it be fitness. And I am also just working on constantly, you know, surrounding myself with greatness. So, yeah, I love you all. But to whom this may concern, I am no longer available. The old Samira is no longer available because I am too busy leveling up my life. I hope you all enjoyed this beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers. I am super excited to go into November with strong set intentions. Yes, of course, there are going to be some days, but the next day is always better as long as you believe in yourself and continue to level up your life. Do what you need to do. Have those resets. Talk to your people. Love on your people. Black men deserve to grow old as well as women. Just love on your people and do what you need to do to level up your life. I love you all, and I will catch you on another episode of Breaking Barriers. Peace.